Ezekiel chapter 27. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying this: Now, you son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrus, and say to Tyrus, O you who are situated at the entry of the sea, a merchant of the people for many islands, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, O Tyrus, you have said, I'm perfect in my beauty. Your borders are in the midst of the seas, and your builders have perfected your beauty. And they've made all your shipboards made out of fir trees of Senir, and they've taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for your ships. The oaks of Bashan have they made your oars out of. The company of the Asherites have made your benches out of ivory brought from the islands of Kittim. Fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt was that which you spread forth to be your sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered you. The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were your mariners. Your wise men, O Tyrus, who were in you, they were your pilots. The ancients of Gebal and the wise of Gebal were in you, your caulkers. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in you to occupy your merchandise. They who came from Persia and from Lud and from Phut were in your army. They were men of war. They hung the shield and helmet in you. They set forth your comeliness. The men of Arvad with your army were upon your walls round about, and the Gamadims were in your towers. They hung their shields on your walls round about, and they've made your beauty perfect. Tarshish was your merchant by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches. With silver and iron and tin and lead they traded in your fairs. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were your merchants, and they traded the persons of men in vessels of brass in your marketplaces. They of the house of Togarma traded in your fairs with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan were your merchants. Many islands were the merchandise of your hand. They brought you for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was your merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of your making. They occupied in your fairs with emeralds, purple, and embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and agate. Yehuda and the land of Israel, they were your merchants. They traded in your marketplaces wheat from Minnith and Panag, and honey and oil and balm. Damascus was your merchant in the multitude of the wares of your making, for the multitude of all riches, and the wine of Helbon and white wool. Dan also and Yavan, going to and fro, occupied in your fairs. Bright iron, cassia, and calamus were in your marketplaces. Dedan was your merchant in precious clothes for chariots. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with you in lambs and rams and goats, and these were your merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Ra'ama, they were your merchants. They occupied in your fairs with chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Kaneh and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Ashur, and Kilmad were your merchants. These were your merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes, and embroidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar amongst your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish did sing of you in your marketplace, and you were replenished and made very honorable in the midst of the seas. Your rowers have brought you into great waters. The east wind has broken you in the midst of the seas. Your riches and your fares, your merchandise, your mariners and your pilots and your caulkers and the occupiers of your merchandise and all your men of war who are in you and in all your company which is in the midst of you will fall into the midst of the seas in the days of your ruin. The suburbs will shake at the sound of your cry of your pilots, and all who handle the oar, the mariners, all the pilots of the sea will come down from their ships, and they will stand on the land and cause their voice to be heard against you and cry out bitterly and throw up dust upon their heads, and they will wallow themselves in the ashes, and they will make themselves utterly bald because of you and gird themselves with sackcloth, and they will weep for you with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. And in their wailing they will take up a lamentation for you and lament over you, saying, What cities like Tyrus, like that which has been destroyed in the midst of the sea? When your wares went out of the seas, you filled many people, and you did enrich the kings of the earth with the multitudes of your riches and with your merchandise. In the time when you will be broken by the seas and the depths of the waters, your merchandise and all your company in the midst of you will fall. All the inhabitants of the islands will be astonished at you, and their kings will be sorely afraid, and they will be troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the people will hiss at you, and you will be a terror, and you will not be ever any more. End of chapter.